The current corporate manoeuvres by Gina Rinehart and James Packer have attracted the attention of the corporate watchdog. ASIC is moving to tighten or perhaps even close legal loopholes used by the multi-billionaires to increase their stakes in Fairfax Media and Echo Entertainment, which runs Sydney's casino. The regulator is seeking to overhaul so-called creep provisions, where corporate raiders can increase their shareholdings by 3 percentage points every 6 months. The chairman of the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, Greg Medcraft, is speaking here to AM's business editor, Peter Ryan.
I think that the current creep provisions are an anachronism. It's basically allowing takeover by stealth, which I think is inconsistent with the takeover law in terms of making sure that all investors, particularly Australians, when there is a change of control and there is a premium to be paid, that all parties can share in that. Again, back to markets being fair and transparent.
So should Gina Rinehart at Fairfax or James Packer at Echo be forced to put up or shut up and make a premium offer?
I believe that, you know, what we've seen recently, I think there is probably a need to clarify the issue of takeover law in respect of if somebody makes a takeover, perhaps we need to think about the UK provision, which is, you know, put up or shut up, you know, that basically if you are going to make a takeover offer, it's actually got to be very clear and very committed.
We saw this from Fairfax's chairman Roger Corbett, who told Gina Rinehart to effectively make a full takeover offer or accept the rules of being a board member.
Where, in fact, a party makes a takeover offer, I think there is need for greater certainty and clarity in relation to the offer.
Recently, we've been seeing some very personal and at times hostile comments. Surely that's destabilising for investors who just want to see certainty.
Where, in fact, you know, somebody holds less than 20%, where there are there are means other than, you know, legal or other means used to take control of a board, then I believe that the you know, that needs to be looked at in terms of the spirit of the takeover laws, because again, the spirit of the takeover law is that, you know, if in fact there is effectively a takeover and control of the board or the company, then, you know, all shareholders should have the entitlement to share if there's effectively a premium to be paid for takeover of that company.
As a regulator, would you be concerned if you saw behaviour that could be destabilising, for example, pressure on board members or chairman?
You know, we're all about making sure that markets are fair and efficient, and particularly that they're fair, orderly and transparent. If any of those principles are compromised, then clearly we have an interest.
So you want to change the takeover rules. What would you be proposing?
Firstly, the creep provisions need to be reviewed, you know, by government. Secondly, we believe that the current rules in relation to mounting a takeover probably need to be clarified, in particular thinking about something like the put up or shut up rule.
When you say you want to see clear and committed takeovers, does that mean that you want to see an end to disruptive boardroom games?
Well, the situation in the UK is that if you make an offer, it has to be clear and has to be committed. It can't be ambiguous or highly conditional. So it's actually got to be a clear and committed takeover. And if it's not, if you don't deliver on it, then there are consequences.
The chairman of the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, Greg Medcraft, speaking with business editor Peter Ryan.